sometimes you gotta stay in it. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play the music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM from the great state of Seattle, all around the Puget Sound, and everywhere in between. We're having a great show today. This morning we have good friends and sponsors, Tycor Title. We have John Bloomquist back. John, good to have you on the radio again.
So glad to be here.
It's been like you're getting to be an old veteran here on the radio.
Yeah, like old hat.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And we also have back again Susan Schmidt. It's good to see you again, too.
Good to see you,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, it's great. So we're gonna get into a discussion here. You know, this is one of these things, guys. I'm really glad these guys are here, and I'm glad that they're a sponsor of our show, because this is something that, you know, we don't really think about. It's kind of like it just happens in a real estate transaction or refinance. But it's like if you don't have it or you don't pick the right company, it could cause you a world of hurt. That's why we're talking with these guys. They're the experts at Tycor Title. So I want to start. And guys, we'll get their phone number and their website here coming up maybe either later this segment or early next segment. So just grab a piece of paper and a pen, and I'll give you that so you can give them a call. All right, let's start at the beginning, because a lot of may have heard John, Susan before, but maybe you haven't. So we're going to talk about kind of title insurance 101. So John, first of all, kind of like what the heck is title insurance?
Well, it's really covering you against any loss of your home. So what could be worse?
Yeah, where you live. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say any loss of your home, was like, what's in your mind?
You know, there's all sorts of things that can, you know, create issues, fraud and forgery, boundary line adjustments, all sorts of items. Yeah. What would you expand on that, Susan?
I'd say mechanics liens coverage. Somebody comes in and does work on the home. Okay. And then you sell the house. 90 days later, somebody puts a lien on your home. Yeah. We actually cover that for you. We're going to make sure that those contractors are paid. Oftentimes, people are doing improvements before they put their home on the market. You've got to make sure that those contractors have been paid. Otherwise, they're going to lien the property.
And if they lien the property, Susan, then what happens?
Well, that's you submit a claim with your title insurance company. We're going to go after the seller, make sure it's paid for. But in any event, we're going to cover the lender and the buyer to make sure that that lien is taken care of.
And so basically, because if there was a lien, then basically everything stops to a halt. Is that kind of how it works until the lien gets released and they get paid?
These are actually things that happen after closing, not before. If it happens before, of course, everything grinds to a halt.
Yeah.
But I think a bigger protection for buyers especially is that after you've purchased the home, you've been in it for 30 days, 60 days, and all of a sudden you get a knock on your door and somebody serves you with papers because they're starting a court action because they haven't been paid for work that they did prior to you being the owner.
Got it. So at Tycor then, do you guys, John, are you doing this research, like Susan said, before the fact to see if there's any liens?
Absolutely. We have examiners working on hundreds of homes every day.
Okay. So you have some like a research or database method to find if there is a lien?
That's correct, yeah.
We do, but remember, a contractor has 90 days after the work's been done
to file for a lien. Oh, so they may have not put the lien on.
Exactly.
Okay, so
that's where a homeowner can really be in danger. Okay. It's like you've got to make sure that you want to go with a company that's going to make sure you're covered for those types of items.
Yeah, okay. I want to ask you guys, too, because this kind of popped in my head when I was thinking about you guys for this show. You ever run into a situation like with a divorce situation or spousal support and like all of a sudden that pops up, and how do you deal with that?
Yes, that does happen more often than you'd think.
Yeah, I would think so. That's why I was thinking about it. It's like, I wonder how they do that. So maybe you can explain that.
We actually search the court records for things, items like divorces, and then we review the documents. If there is somebody that needs to be paid out of the divorce or some sort of, not necessarily spousal maintenance, oftentimes, though, it becomes more of the division of assets, not just their home, but other things, too.
Okay.
So the court records are going to tell us whether somebody is actually owed money, whether we need to pay a spouse to make sure that title is cleared.
Okay. So as far as the research, are you guys like going to the county courthouse and looking all this stuff up? Or
every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have people that go out there and do that?
No, they can do it online.
Is it all online? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
We
used to do it that way.
Yeah, okay. But now it's all digital.
It is.
Got
yeah.
it. Well, you still got to do it. And I'm glad you explained that, Susan, because that kind of thought, you know, that's pretty common. I would think that could cause a real issue.
Yeah.
One of the biggest issue right now is really fraud. So it's been an epidemic in this industry,
yeah.
billions of dollars. So, and I think, you know, we're the most well-suited title and escrow company for making sure that we protect your monies,
yeah.
which is huge right now.
Well, since you brought that up, let's talk about it. Because now people are going, fraud? What are you talking about? So what is the fraud situation?
It's wire fraud. So okay. it happens every single day.
But how does that happen? What goes on in wire fraud?
Well, fraudsters actually, I mean, social media is great in certain circumstances, not necessarily in real estate. Fraudsters actually, they'll look at like MLS feeds or Facebook feeds or anything. Agents are like, hey, just listed.
Yeah.
So in real time, they're seeing events transpire. And they, so agents, of course, their job is to answer emails from people they've never met. So a fraudster sends an email to an agent or a buyer, whoever, a lender. They click on the email. That email is, of course, has malware in it.
So
it's downloaded into
yeah.
the computer. Yeah. And then they just start tracking.
Okay.
They watch when somebody purchases. So by the time the purchase and sale agreement is written, the fraudster has all the information they need to pretend to be the title company, pretend to be the agent, pretend to be the lender, and then go buyer for either their earnest money or their closing funds.
Now, this is really important because I have a software company, guys. We do a lot of artificial intelligence. So I want you to listen to what she's talking about when I'm going to ask her this question. So what are the things as – so click on the link, which is something – now, how do you know, like, should I actually trust this and click on the link or should I not? What is it different that you guys do at Tycor?
Well, we're using a proprietary system. It actually comes directly from us. So
okay.
The interesting thing is we started something. It's called StartSafe.
Okay.
It's our proprietary system. There has yet to be a known data breach so since the inception of that program.
Wow. But how do they know it's you?
Well, number one, I mean, they're going to be able to – we make a phone call to the buyers right off the bat.
Okay.
We let them know. We talk to them specifically about wire fraud, and we let them know how we're going to deliver wire instructions. I don't want to talk about that on air.
Yeah.
But because we have StartSafe and because buyers and sellers have to register at the beginning of the transaction, it stops the fraudster from being able to track the transaction to see when we're going to be closing because everything is done through the secure portal.
Okay, that's very cool. So you, what's nice is you're giving them education right up at the front, like here's how we
Absolutely.
Communicate with you guys, so they know.
Big yeah. part of talking to people personally. So,
yeah. yeah.
That's very cool. All right, we come back. We're going to continue the discussion. I'm going to ask them about lender and owner's title insurance, and we'll get into then, you know, next segment too about choosing a title insurance company because not every one of these are created equal. This is why I have Tycor on. They're the best of the best. This is why we support them, and we want you guys to go do business with them so you are safe, you're protected, you get things done. We get into some of these volume transactions too when we come back. So with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, carried in 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters. Air Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Hey, guys, if you, the other thing too, we have our sponsors here, but for everything that is not something covered like Tycor Title, we have Pete's Picks on Home Matters there on Facebook. If you want to go take a look, send me a message. If you need something done around, in and around your home and or you know, real estate investments, anything like that, just go ahead and message me up, and I will help you get in touch with people that I know and trust, and I'd recommend. That's Pete's Picks on the Home Matters on Facebook. Obviously, Tycor Title's up there because they're my pick.
Mm-hmm.
You can give these guys a call at 844-MY-TYCOR. It's T-I-C-O-R. So write that down, 844-MY-TYCOR, T-I-C-O-R. Or you can go to my mitcor.com. So it's mitcor.com. Now, when they call 844-MITICOR, John, who do they get?
That's our customer service team.
Okay.
Yeah, we have industry veterans on our customer service team. Sometimes title and escrow companies will just throw somebody that's new in there. So yeah. We actually
just out of high school.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, totally. So, and the interesting thing is, you know what? We've been really cognizant. We need, you know, experts in there. So, and that's what we've put
yeah.
in. You know, that's who's answering the phone. They'll yeah. take care of it.
Maybe Susan, you can answer this. So, somebody calls, you know, 844-MITICOR. Like, what are some of the common questions that your customer service representatives get to you, like the most common?
I think oftentimes they're asking for specific things on about their title specifically okay. or their property. So sometimes those can be hard to answer without a little more research. But, I mean, gosh, anything to do with title and escrow as far as, like, what's the cost of a title insurance policy? What kinds of things does it cover? We get the gamut of questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And John, just so that, you know, we put the bug in their head is, so title insurance is just amount as much about a real estate purchase as it is a refi, right?
Sure is.
Okay, yeah. So you get, I mean, is a good percentage of your business refi?
Oh, it is, yeah, especially right now. So we're in a little bit of a refi boom, so
yeah.
which is great.
Yeah.
So,
dry rates have dropped recently here,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure have, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So that's good. Okay. And we'll get into that a little bit, too, on the refi aspects and things for you as well, because it could be a real problem. John brought something up off air to me. We'll get in when you're choosing that's related to volume that could actually kill your refi deal. So we'll discuss that as well. I think mm-hmm. that's a really, really good point. All right. Going back to the Title Insurance 101 before we wrap this up, I wanted to ask you about lenders, title insurance versus owners. So, Susan, can you explain the two and how they're different or the same?
Absolutely. An owner's policy of title insurance is going to guarantee the purchaser on a real estate transaction. So it guarantees everything from the past about the title to the property up to the point where they purchase. And it's as good for as long as they own the home. So if they own the home for 100 years, you need to make a claim of any time of any type at any time. You yeah. can go back. It even passes to your heirs.
Wow.
So that's really important.
And typically in Washington State, the seller pays for that insurance.
Yeah.
That's great. So you want it.
Okay. Okay.
The lender's policy of title insurance, you're going to purchase that whenever you're getting a loan from a lender, whether it's on a refi or a purchase, and it's going to guarantee the lender's first lien position on the property. Because if okay. they are loaning you money, they want to make sure that in the event that something happens and they need to take the property back, they're absolutely in that first lien position and get it back free and clear.
We always talk about these. I know you guys banter about, like, the acronyms, but maybe there's some listeners that don't know. What does first lien position mean?
It means that there are no other deeds of trust of record. There's no other encumbrances of any kind.
Okay.
No judgments, no liens. Oftentimes, if somebody is in the process of losing their home for some reason, the mortgage payment is not the only bill that they're not paying. And so oftentimes, you'll see other liens and judgments especially pop up on the title search.
Okay.
And so the lenders need to make sure that they're in a superior lien position.
So they're actually in the first position to get paid is really what that means.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, something else popped in my head. Neither one of you can answer it, but let's say I want to buy a house that's maybe 80 or 90 years old in Seattle. Is there records that go back that far?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can look these up online and just make sure everything's clean all the way through?
No, title insurance records actually only go back to about 1985 digitally.
Okay.
We actually have the plant access. So we go back, we used to, believe it or not, everything used to be handwritten in big track books okay. back in the day.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because if you get some of these older properties, that was all manually written.
Yep,
yeah.
And we have those track books, not every title company does. Yep.
And a lot okay. of counties are still going that way, too.
Really?
So they're still digitalizing their whole okay. systems.
So in the track books, then, how do you guys access? You have access to all of those that you can pull up then?
Yes.
Wow.
We have them in our personal database.
Okay. So I guess if you guys are buying an older property, you certainly do want to go with Tycor Title because you have all of those things to make sure the title's clean and clear. And that's
yeah,
really
we have
cool.
We have actually tracks that go all the way back to patents from the U.S. government.
Really?
Yes.
And how far is that back?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that over 100 years?
Over 100 years.
That's insane. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know because, you know, if you have something going on with your property where there is some kind of a lien or things, it can be a real hassle. And we'll get into that when we're talking about choosing a title company. Okay, a couple more things before we leave this section. Susan, can you talk about assessments and what kind of assessments might cause a problem with title? And then what do you do to check for those?
Well, actually, a big one in King County is King County has what they capacity charge for sewers. So it's different than the monthly sewer assessment that most properties have here in King County.
Oh, okay.
So we actually reach out, and sometimes those aren't recorded. We actually reach out to King County for any property that is on sewer to see if there is an actual sewer assessment. Because if the seller doesn't disclose that or forgets they have it or doesn't even realize it's a separate charge, it's something that's going to stay with the property after the transaction closes and become a problem for the buyer. And we've got to make sure, again, that their title is free and clear.
Okay. So you're saying as much as the bill was paid as well as disclosing that there actually is an assessment is what you're talking about?
Right. Oftentimes, a sewer, the overcapacity charge could be $10,000 to $15,000.
Really?
It's substantial.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is very important that you know that. Okay. That's very good. You guys taught me something here today. I did not know that was in King County. That's really cool. All right. We come back in our next segment. We're going to be now moving into choosing a title insurance company. Both John and Susan have some really good information about these digital title companies, volume levels, how a refi can get killed. John has some information about that. If you're choosing the wrong title company, I'll give you their phone number and things like that, too. If you want to check these guys out, give them a call at 844-MY-TYCOR, 844-MY-TYCOR. Go to mytycor.com. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. So, Chris, are you learning some new things here?
I am. I don't know if I'm going to be able to buy a house soon, but I am learning about it.
We got to have a big retraction in Seattle, but I'm
My
not sure.
God, everything's insane. It really is. So yeah.
Well, we've talked about this several times, and I told you guys I was in tech too. But it's kind of like Seattle is the new Silicon Valley.
Really,
I mean, it's amazing.
It really is.
Over the years, things have been bantered about, are we in a real estate bubble, are we not? And I'd say no, because you have all these people with dual incomes, and they're making massive loads of money, you know?
There's still a housing shortage, too, so I think the pricing's going to continue to go up.
Yeah. You know what's funny? It just blows me away, because I remember our show's been going now, and I remember back in 2014, I had a realist, I think it was a senior analyst, it was Windermere or something. And at that time, 75% of the houses were short sales or foreclosures. So look how far we've come.
Yeah.
In just 6 years. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. It just amazes me. So it's crazy. All right. Let's go back to one last question I had in the Title Insurance 101. And again, guys, if you have your pencil and paper, write this down. You want to give Tycor Title. They're the ones I recommend. You'll hear them on ads here, I think, with Dave Ross, too, as well.
Yeah.
But you guys, this is something that you cannot take lightly. This could cause huge problems in your refi or in purchase of a home. I like these guys. I trust them. This is the ones I recommend. You want to give them a call at 844-MY-TYCOR. So it's MYTICOR, 844-MY-TYCOR. So especially we're going to focus a little bit in this segment, too, on refi, which is a big thing, and they can help you with that as well. Okay, last question I have, Susan, is getting title insurance, is that a state law requirement in Washington State?
That's a great question, Pete. Actually, no, it's not a requirement at all. However, in order to even do a title search, would you ever buy a property without looking at a title search to see what liens or encumbrances are there? And there's no way for your escrow company to help clear title if they don't know what's happening. So I would say the title insurance that you're receiving at closing is just part of the process. A lot of what you're paying for is the title search, and then included in that price is also the policy that's going to cover you for as long as you own the home.
Right.
Why would a buyer not want title insurance? The seller's typically paying for it in our state anyway. So, and the lender's going to require it if there's a loan on the transaction.
It's akin to what I think about is like, well, you're not going to drive a car around without insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So you get wrecked.
Exactly.
That's a big deal. Same thing is if you're buying a home, would you buy a home without a home inspection?
Typically your biggest financial investment.
Yeah, so it's huge.
You have to take care of it.
I agree. And it should be protected with insurance in case mm-hmm. something does. Because it can get really messy. And then you got all the legal fees and everything mm-hmm. related to that. It's not good. So this is something you guys, you need to pay attention to. Thank you for answering that. Because I wasn't sure whether it was state law required or not. Maybe they will at some point in time in the future. Who knows?
Right.
All right. We're going to move into now choosing a title insurance company. Let's start with, because when I was a younger man and I was buying homes and things like that, because I would buy a lot of homes, fix them up, and then resell them, live in them for a couple of years. And I always thought, when I was in my 20s, I thought, well, okay, whoever recommends the title insurance company, I guess that's who I should go with. So how does that all work, John? And do you really have to go with the one that's recommended?
Not necessarily. So I think you should choose the company that you're most comfortable with. Typically, your real estate agent or your lender, they've vetted people, you know, and found the company that they're most comfortable with, though. So, but I think it's always, you know, advisable for a homeowner or, you know, a borrower to do their homework and make sure that they're comfortable. So, I mean, Tycor's been in business for over 100 years. We'll be in business for 100 more. So it's like, why not work with somebody that knows what they're doing?
Yeah.
So,
and you've been through all kinds of markets.
You've been through every market. That's right.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. And the thing is, too, I go back to, like, guys, if you're shopping around for auto insurance, you shop around for different things. This is a consumer type situation. So mm-hmm. make sure that you're checking them out. I personally recommend you guys, you know, I can say this because I know of them. They're really good. You know, they've got a long-standing tradition. I recommend Tycor Title. But I want you, you know, do your homework. This is why you're listening to the mm-hmm. show, so you can get educated about some of the aspects of title insurance and who to choose. Okay, so that comes from your realtor or mortgage lender, but you do have a choice mm-hmm. on what you can do there. Okay. So the next thing is, what are some elements like consumer, the people who are listening to the show, Susan, what are some elements that like they should be thinking about when choosing a title insurance company?
Longevity, for sure, mm-hmm. is, I would say, top of mind.
And why is that?
Well, you don't want to, let's say you buy a house 10 years later, your neighbor knocks on your door and says they own 10 feet of your property, right?
Okay.
That is something that you're going to look back to your title insurance company for. If that title insurance company has gone out of business, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. So I want to ask, because that popped in my head when I was kind of thinking about this show today. So how in the heck would you know if your title insurance company went out of business? And then what do you do about it if they do?
You probably wouldn't know. So that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where longevity really comes into play, knowing that, like you said, John, you've been around for 100 years, 100 years more. You're gonna be around mm-hmm. For that. Yeah. That's good to know. That gives peace of mind. What happens, the other thing I want to ask is, so we got the title insurance, and then we have the issuer of the insurance, correct?
The underwriter.
The underwriter. Okay.
Yep.
Well, what happens if the underwriter goes under? Then what do you do?
I mean, gosh, I wouldn't even know.
Well,
how
the underwriter.
Or do they sell
they
off
have
the
claim? No, they have the claims reserves in place. But the biggest challenge with that, it's like mm-hmm. if you're working with an agent, it's like, how are you going to find out who even is the underwriter? Because most people don't hold on to their title policy.
Yeah.
And that's the only place you're going to find where the underwriter is.
So how do you guys do that at a Tycor then? I mean, how would I know who the underwriter is?
Well, we're part of the Fidelity family, so a Fortune 500 company,
okay,
which is great.
Okay.
So it gives you a ton of security. Okay. So we'll be in business, you know, like I mentioned. So
you've backed
for
100
years
more. Money.
A lot of money. Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, these are questions that popped in my head.
It's a great question.
I wonder about that. Yeah.
Well, a lot of the startups, too, it's alarming. You know, they're working. Are you going to be able to find them first of all? So are they going to still be in business? And secondly, it's like, who is their underwriter? There's a lot of companies that have just, you know, started business here and using underwriters that may not be as secure.
Do you guys have like a sense of like how many of these title companies, like startups that are newbies, maybe less than 15, 20 years? Is what, like a percentage of the market? Is it a big percentage?
Very little.
Right. Very little. Now. Okay. Yeah. So you got a lot of established.
They're not showing up on the market share trends right now.
Okay.
But they are there.
They're there. So, and I think it creates a little bit of confusion because people are like, hey, maybe that is a better process. Yeah. It's like the reality is, you know what? We've established a process that's, you know, been
seamless,
tried
really.
It's a century old. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so,
cool.
And you know what? If you like that digital platform, we have that too. So, biggest thing I always think about, it's like, you know what? What if something goes wrong? What are you going to do then? It's like, you know what? You can call Tycor Title and someone's going to pick up the phone every time.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, give them a call, 844 My Tycor. That's MYTICOR. We're going to get into now some of the things about digital title companies. We're going to talk about volume levels and refinance, things like that. Some important things in our last segment you guys really need to be educated on related to this. But check Tycor Title out there, mytycor.com. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with good friends at Tycor Title. We got John Bloomquist and Susan Schmidt. Let's, because I know people have heard you both, but John, you run the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your title is?
I'm president.
President of the company. Okay. That's great to have you on, and I know that you got great people. How many people work at Tycor Title?
Yeah.
You're a busy man then.
We're really busy.
You guys got a lot of people there.
We've got 12 offices in the Puget Sound area. Wow. So we've got a lot going on.
Let me ask. So, John, that's good. That leads into this question. So, like, what is your footprint? Like, how far do you guys go?
We focus in King, Pearson, Snohomish County, but for our lender partners, we do all across the West Coast.
You do? Yeah. Okay. Wow. So you're going all the way down to California?
Yeah, California, Oregon, Idaho, Colorado, Arizona.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So if I happen to have my primary residence here, but maybe I got a vacation property in California, you guys can cover that too.
Definitely help you with that.
That's very cool. All right. And then Susan, what is, I mean, I didn't ask you at the beginning of the show, but maybe tell them, what is your role there?
I'm the escrow operations manager for Tycor Title. So I oversee and run, Tycor has 10 escrow branches. So I oversee all 10 of those branches.
Wow.
And
so you're
truth
a busy
be told,
lady.
She really runs this company. That's where it all goes. So yeah.
Well, I'm a CEO of a company too. It's like, I feel like I'm more of a talking head than anything else. I don't think it goes bad. But somebody's got to lead the ship, and then all the people have to have the oars in the water, right?
Yeah. That's right.
It's all good. All right, let's get back to choosing a title company and continue our discussion there. Could you address, there's been, you know, with the nature of all of the internet and the web and all this kind of stuff, it seems like you mentioned off air, there's a lot of these digital title companies, maybe self-service. Can you speak to that a little bit, Susan?
I can. I mean, a lot of the companies that are coming in now, what they're selling is, hey, you never have to talk to a live person. We can do everything via email and text. But for me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're a first-time home buyer, you're someone who's older, hasn't sold a property in, you know, 20, 30 years, especially with fraud and forgery being the epidemic that it is, why would you want to go through a financial transaction and never speak to a live person?
That kind of is scary to me. I would not want to do that.
Yeah,
most of the transactions are seamless, but when they're not, you need to pick up the phone and be able to chat with somebody right away.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree.
Or if you're not even sure what the next step is or what's happening or when am I signing, it's like
really
you want to be able to talk
clients.
With someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it true? I mean, you guys have this secure portal, but that's not the case for every title company, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's so true.
So you could have that risk of fraud, like you were talking about earlier in the show.
It's a serious, it's an epidemic. It really is. Yeah. So we've really.
And that's sad if somebody gets bilked out of money and they thought they paid it.
Absolutely.
Because you can't get that money back, can you?
No. Oftentimes within 48 hours, the money's left the country. Mm-hmm. Once it's left the country, there's almost zero chance that you're going to recover it.
Jeez, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. That's such a shame. Well, I'm glad you guys have the portal. You guys protect the... protect your clients and think that's very, very cool. All right. Now, I want to focus a little bit here for a couple of minutes on the refi aspect because, John, you brought that up, and I guess you're getting a lot of activity with refi.
Yeah, there's a ton of volume right now. Interest rates are at historic lows, so we're really doing a ton of refinances right now. Which is great.
Great for people who are refining their home. Great for you guys at Tycor Title. But one of the things you brought up, which was intriguing, and I hadn't thought of this, is so the speed of getting your title insurance in a refi – how does that, I mean, if it doesn't happen fast, and then how do you guys handle that with this volume? What could happen in the refi deal?
Yeah, a lot of problems, actually. So blown locks, so which is a terrible thing. So somebody ends up, you know, they can't close it quickly enough. So and what ends up happening is they end up having to lock a new rate on it, which could be a higher rate. And besides that, you're going to lose money on the blown lock.
Yeah. Now, and what do you mean by that? We'll lose money on the blown lock.
You're going to actually have fees to relock your loan at a different rate.
So it's going to cost you like you're paying double, really, because you paid once and now you have to pay again.
Yep.
If you don't have
to. Yeah.
But you guys, so how do you guys handle the
volume? Well, we have proprietary systems that really creates a seamless process every time. So we can take as much volume as we get, so which is great. So our turn times are fast. We get our payoffs ordered. Everything works in a system. Susan can chat about a little bit about this. We've actually brought it all back in-house. So our escrow processing, which is amazing. So, and it really makes us, you know, stick up above the rest.
Yeah. So, Susan, what is an average turn time for title insurance for you guys? How fast do you turn it? How many days?
On right now for refis, it's 24 hours still.
Really?
Yeah.
That fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and we are actually set up, like John said, even as, you know, if the volumes continue, it's like what you'll see is title companies may fall farther and farther behind on their turn times. Okay. We may fall from 24 to 48.
That's still fast. I was thinking it's 5 to 7 days. So you guys are like cooking.
Yeah.
You guys are going really fast. That's great.
Absolutely.
So you really don't have to. So someone listening to our show really doesn't have to worry about you guys causing that delay. Really.
That's correct. Yeah. It's not going to be because of Tycor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to hear. Okay. Now, I want to ask, so, you know, you're educating the people, and this is really good. And I appreciate that, John and Susan, you're doing this. With all the choices out there, you guys, but like in your own words, just summary, why you guys? Why shouldn't I go somewhere else?
I think there's three main things. So time and business, you know, there's a lot of security with that. So high touch. So if you need to get in touch with somebody, you can pick up that phone anytime.
Yeah,
I
like that.
It's huge. It really is. So, and then security. So our digital portal is completely secure. So especially in, you know, I hate to throw out that word, but it really is an epidemic with the wire fraud. So it's like, why not work with Tycor? That's, you know, crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's.
Which really, I mean, in my own words, you know, this is why I like you guys, why we have you on the show, why you're best of breed is like in a situation with title, and I feel the same way as all my listeners, is peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Right, they work with you guys. I like the fact that if there's anything, you can pick the phone up and just call somebody. Right,
absolutely.
Yeah,
they'll help take care of it right away. So, okay, I want to wrap up before we go because you know this is something that everybody always thinks about. You said earlier in the show, people are always calling about. Well, what does this cost? What does this cost? So, can you address the cost? Either of you, like it doesn't be exact dollar. I know it's kind of different, but maybe address that.
You're not going to overpay, so it's all governed by the insurance commissioner. So
you're protected
within
by
a few
state.
Dollars. So, anyways, title insurance are governed by the Office of the Insurance Commissioner.
Is it like, is there like a percentage of the sale of the home, or how do they price it? How does that work?
It's actually based on sales price and or loan amount.
Okay.
So it's not an actual percentage. It's based more on a tiered system, if you will.
Okay.
So But again, like John was saying, most title insurance companies, the premiums are going to be right around the same amount. Okay. So really what separates us is, or any title company, is the service that they provide.
Yeah. No, I love it. Just to recap, I love what you said. So it's time of business, it's high touch, and it's protection with a wire fraud. I love that. So guys, John, thanks for being on the air with us.
Thanks for having us, Pete.
Susan, it was great. I appreciate you guys coming out. It's Tycor Title. Give them a call, 844-MY-TYCOR. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.